I'm going to read you a passage from 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27, or verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. We're going to observe the Lord's table tonight, and by his grace, that's what we'll be doing. Exodus 33, verse 18. Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Now, I don't remember a lot about the past or even my past. I can't understand why I don't remember anything, but I don't. But I do remember this. I can remember when I was a sophomore in college, reading the Bible in my room. I read this verse, and I said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. I was 18 years old at the time, and I expected the room to light up. I was looking for some kind of manifestation. It didn't happen. As of yet, I did not understand this verse of Scripture. Now, in this passage of Scripture, God gives us the answer as to what his glory is. Now, that ought to pique the interest of every one of us. Show me thy glory. Now, this story begins in eternity, when God decreed for Moses to make this request. God is God, and everything that takes place according to his decree. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning. Isaiah said he declareth the end from the beginning. And from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. This is God being God. Everything begins with his eternal decree. Now, this is foretold in Genesis chapter 15 about the children of Israel going into Egypt. Let me read this. When God appeared to Abraham in a vision 200 years before this took place, he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. They're going to come out of this rich. And they did. Abraham's great-grandson, Joseph, was sold by his brethren who hated him as a slave. The Ishmaelite merchants brought him into Egypt, and that began that 400-year period where Israel would become a nation of slaves, and they would build the pyramids. And this is the time when Moses was sent to deliver them. Now, the story is wonderful. God raised up Moses to deliver them from the Egyptian bondage. And God sent 10 mighty plagues into the land. I think one of my favorite scriptures is when Pharaoh says to Moses, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him?"